It sounds like a little bit of a deichak, but I don't know of any other time. So the Gemara says, time the kosher rachmon el yochu chomeitz, holy kosher aflo yochu chomeitz, hava misrach ilimashma, yisrano ilimashma. So it's a raya that ligged rabbi, because he emphasizes the fact that it says lo yochel, it should not be eaten, not lo yochal, it should not eat. So it's a raya if you said lo yochal, according to Cheskia, it wouldn't imply in Saranoi. And Rav Avuya says, dafke from the fact that it says lo yochal, and by Yivela it says, parat hakos leheter, so it's a raya, that any other place where it's not called hakos leheter, so lo yochal, implies in Saranoi. Ufliya Avuya dam Avuya, homokim shunem, lo yochal seichal leseichu, echad yisra achile, echad yisra noye, bimashma. Now all the Rishonim paskin Rabbuya Shalach. The Rambam is the only one who paskins Rabbuya Shalach and Cheski Shalach. But the Rambam says that Rabbuya Shalach has no shaykhas to Bosa B'cholot. Because Rabbuya Shalach is only promoting Shinema, Yeyecha L'Seichu L'Seichu, L'Seichu L'Seichu. But by Bosa B'cholot, the Torah doesn't say Yeyecha L'Seichu. In the midst, the way she said, was at the hall of two.
No, I don't
think. No. I don't think it's in the Chiddush Aramban on a hook. Which laser says Bosa B'cholot? It's in the Kufs. Oh yeah, 1 second. Here it is. The Yisar of Yai Nesach is Tzadik Dalet. And, oh yeah, it's laser say.
Kufi Zayin.
Kufi Zayin, Zronu Machil Bosa B'cholot. שזרון אומר לך בוסו בחולה. הוא אמר גם כן לסבש פעם שנייה, או עשרים על ישראל. ובחול אמרו בוסו בחולה, ולא יקר בישול ולא יקר חלוס. ובגמור אמרו אמבה של ינוש ויונטף, בחולה ואיך ולא יקר חומש מלכי. שמור נגיד בשביל משהו יונטף, In other words, suppose he's in the Basel Bosa B'cholot together,
and then while it's burning hot, he eats it. So that is not like if it's Nisrecho and he eats it. If it's Nisrecho and he eats it, so then he's not chayav, because Nevela Shina Ulva Gyarani for Nevela. But if it's not Nisrecho, it's enjoyable, except that he eats it while it's burning hot and it burns his throat, so then he's chayav. Because especially as a kosu, by bosa becholo, the team shaluki der achaloso. And by shaluki der achaloso, the kashi again, the Rambam, since the Rambam combines ochli kishulcham, vinichle, sabore, so together with nisrecho, that in the Uri Gear and Monaloche, so why is it? Why is it that by Bosa Becholo, if it's in the Uri Gear, then it's potter, and if it's Ochol Bishochai, so Rav Chaim discusses it. Bachilchiach, he says, Umakshe Sheyiksho, Sheyiksho Be'im Aleize Dovo, Nisu Nisa Achlose, Ubishu Lishti Nitzes, Ubishim Neisa Anose Nitzu Lishti Atzma, Jeder Amakshe Kisa Anoye Nol Nisu Nitzu Lishti Atzma, Nisu Hu Be'achille Inyan Echo, Ke'achille Nimu Min Anoye. So from that lesson of the Rambam, if you died just that, not in conjunction with the other Shitas Rambam, in the Chazoko, it's in our mitzvahs, so then we would think that they made the primary Issa by Bosbocholov is annoying, like Hegrish. But Achille is one form of annoying. But then that's not so. So why do we say that? Because of the cholov, even shalikin ha'achalos of the nevi'im, so the cholov, in the burning hot state, so it's high. But the Yisar is primarily in Sanoi, and Achille is also, because Achille happens to be Anoi, so the Mele, why is it high?
The Mishnah Melech says that as shot in the Rabu'ah Halacha, that basically Achille is the highest form of Anoi. So therefore, it's Anoi Achille. Which is the criteria.
But Shaluk der Achalosom, there is no Anoes Achille. There is Sar Achille. If he eats it when it's burning hot. So we have to say that Pshat Rambam is not Shudimim Dimim Anoes. In other words, because of Rabu'ah Halacha, he says it was Anoes Halacha. So the Melech, the Yisar Achille implies that it's Anoes. Not that it's one of the forms of Anoye, but it's a subcategory. Anoye is a subcategory of Achille. Achille. In other words, because usually when you eat, you have Achille and Anoye together, you see. So Mele, that includes Anoye, not that this is basically, essentially an Isanoi. Essentially, its essence is an Isanoi.
Achille.
But Achille.
Kiva Eger asks on that Mishnah Melech, he says, what's the Gemara's question of the each begidden Menos in town?
That's right. And then, in the Rambam couldn't say it, because then we'll be encountering with the Rambam. Perusha Mishnah increases in Nikudon the floor, because by Hegdesh, so the Rambam in Nikudon the floor, Perusha Mishnah increases, makes a distinction.
What? He once said that Rosh Hashanah was the Asu Ibn Shlokhid of Hanah.
Yeah, I know, but in Nikudon the floor, the Rambam increases this.
Thank you.
יש במה שנוסענו ונוסענו עכשיו מכולו נפלא ומיד מלא לפי שהוא מבטיח להיות מאחר ומסיב על שיש בו מדין דוקאיין וזה שידוע הוא שבוסו בחולוף עושה במנויה והחלב מותה בנוי ושיבשל החילב עם החולוב לא מנחה ליסה בוסו בחולוב על ליסה חילב סויצה ניסה מייסי והוא ההקש במבילה שהוא ייסה מייסי כמו שאנו כאן בחילב הקודשי ונסחי אף החולוסי נילה ושני סיבייסה נוי יפסם בדייס איץ חילב קודשי so is khayf mishum khilef en mishum nen meglish why but it is khal say it is amazing because khilef in van som nie is khile that is anoy the moment you was magdi to be me so it's amazing for this anoy some male is khal that is khile to so the same question arises in connection of the whole of the world whole of the world was am Cholob und Chilev. והתשובה על זה שבוס am Cholob נסה בנוי מפני שאוס להקוס ולהכילי כמו שהדגמנו שכל ישר החילה כן ניסה בנוי עד שיפורת לך הקוסף ואין שום קוסף שישר החילה but there is no פוסיק את עשר דחילי, וכוס אפיס רנוי, רק שני המיונים יחד אינו, לביס הבחול, ופיכו כשונאים למניס החול, עליס סודיס רחילי בעיצל, is of הקדש, is not חל, of בוס הבחול, is not חל על ניס החילי, סל מילד יש רנוי, not the Halida, because the Isra'anoye is a derivative of the Isra'achile. So it's beferesh the opposite. Anyway, I still didn't find the Ramban, but anyway, there is such a Ramban.
So what does the Ramban say? There were.
The Ramban says he's massing on two things. First of all, the Rambam applies the halacha of Chabavuye Ligabe. Ligabe Bosmacholov. So the Kashi is that some of the Ramban is that Bosmacholov, the Torah doesn't use the expression here, Chalisei, Chalisei. So it's because it's special to us, of course, of three times. Then he's masik on the Rambam, because the Rambam says in Minuchas Macholos Asulev that if somebody Vashel Basav Acholov, so he's lege. If he's Echel Basav Acholov, Shemiz Vashel B'yachad, he's lege. But if he's Nenefam Basav Acholov, he's Makinus, Makinus Maharus. One of them. Why shouldn't they eat three separate isulim, three separate lab? In the mean alavim, the Ramban is made that we don't count them as lab. But that's something else that has nothing to do with this. So why shouldn't he get malchus? So the Ramban says he gets malchus for Anoy as well. So what's the essential machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban? The essential machlekes is whether by Bosabacholov is based upon Mabavuyas Halacha, the Rambam Shite is it is based, and Ramban Shite has nothing to do with Mabavuyas Halacha.
Why can't you read by Bosabacholov? You don't get Malchus for the Hanmelah because it's only going to happen with Kavachomer.
What?
Don't you, can't you say in Matir Menadin?
Who mentions this Halacha?
The Gemara learns out that Israel Noah Bosabacholov from Kavachomer.
Who?
What? The Gemara learns that there's a chila basa b'chalav. Well, that's the Gemara.
It's the Gemara at the end of Chum.
The Gemara here has a problem.
From Chalav.
But the whole Makor for this Hanab Basa Bachalov is in the Kavachomer. So then, in Mazir and Menadim.
According to Yisim Yudin, not according to Rabbuye.
And we pass like Rabbuye like Rabbuye Basa Bachalov?
Yeshua, the Rambam Paschal mentions Rabbuye's halacha, not Yisim Yudin's halacha. So I heard from my father that because he had the Shaila when a certain Professor Macht, he was an observant Jew, and he was considered one of the greatest chemists in pharmaceutical chemistry. So he was professor in Johns Hopkins. I mean, he was the head of the School of Pharmacy in Johns Hopkins University. So he wanted to perform. He was not a lam, he was not a yadin, but he was a imidagdin b'mitzvahs, very much.
Did you say he was not a what?
A lam.
But he was Shomer Mitzvah?
He was not Shomer Mitzvah. He was Midagin Mitzvah, the Kalot Machmo. He used to sleep
in Sukkah, every Sukkah's night. In those days, you know, in those days in Yeshiva College, it wasn't a university. You didn't have any Orthodox professors. He was the only one. And I can't blame Dr. Level, because there was no such material, you know, there was no such material. Most of the professors were either going, and that was better. Or non-religious Jews, they did a lot of harm to the Yeshiva. The Goyim didn't do any harm. So he had Professor Mead, he was Dean of City College, he was Professor of English, he didn't do any harm. No Talmud was influenced L'ra by Professor Mead or by any Goyim. But he had one professor who really had a bad ashpoya upon certain students,
yeah.
A few students. Professor Alexander Littman, before he was a reformer, by the Mishugana. So then he became a professor of philosophy. So he taught philosophy, was an instructor in Cooper Union College, you know. It still exists, Cooper Union, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he taught philosophy. So Dr. Revel, he had no one to appoint.
Mm-hmm.
So then he appointed him. He had a terrible ashpoya upon certain Talmudim. But he was a very fine Jew when he really came. And he wanted to give time on mitzvahs. So he wanted to perform an experiment. Let's say he gave time for chile from a scientific perspective. Dam and everything, and the veil of everything. But Basakoholov, he knew that it's also family. So he asked my father whether I can perform an experiment. So he saw the father, my father was martyring, because the Rambam says that, but that's not a Yalfusa Kalachema. That's the Kalachema of logic. The Rambam says that Bosom Cholov is also Bachile, because if the Torah says Bishul, Allah has come of Echamo, Achille. So what kind of Rambam cannot make Toshis himself? He was not one of the Chachma Kabbalah. It's in Kalachema, that Odom Don Rekabbalah, but he has to be a Chachma Kabbalah.
What
Kol Chema is, if the Torah says Lishivashim Dibachalei Mimei, Allah has come over Chamo, that Achille is Osa. What kind of Kol Chema is it? Bishul is Osa, and Achille is not Osa. So my father said, because from this Rambam we see that when is Bishul Osa, only if you are Mevashlet Litzera Achille, Litzera Achille will be going. But the Tzir Hachile of somebody. Of Achille or any other. But if you are Mevashlet for an experiment, then there is no Yisra of Bishul. And then the Shach says it. The Shach says it. That if the Tzir Hifuye, so then there is no Yisra of Bishul. So in other words, when the Torah says L'shibashim Dibachalei Nimei, the first time that he says, the first time is Mishpotim, L'shibashim Dibachalei Nimei, so that means L'shibashim Dibachalei Nimei Yitzera Achila Solom, Yib Megoy. So it's a raya, if it's also to Mivashim Yitzera Achila Onolom, Alas Kamo V'chamo Achila Bayanodom, when they on his Bashim together, he certainly also. He certainly was. So in Mele, the Rambam says that Kalachema is not a Kalachema of Yalfus, it's a Kalachema of logic. And why does the Rambam say there is Malkus? Rambam Perek Tes Milch Machol Yashur Es Allah Hale Vosa Bechol Ov Oslo Vashli Vil Oslo Lo Ocho Natir Vil Oslo Vanoi Vil Kevri Neisei Vil Afri Osa Keif Hakol Anivoy Um Mishi Yivashu Mishnein Kazayis Geachot Leik Shinem Oif Asad Vachalim Vil Chei Noichu Kazayis Mishnein Ma Vosa Bechol Ov שנזבשתו כאחד ליקה ואף על פי שלא יביש לישוסה ככוסו מלסר אכילה אלא מפני שעושה אביש כלימה ואפילו בלי שבישולי עושה ואין צורך לימה אכלוסי מפני ששוסה מלסר אבס מאחר שעושה בו אבס ושעושה מאחר שעושה אבס אבס סודד דגמור אסס בוציאה דגמור דנצה And many as the Kashi, they are so. The Elvo, the relation, the Sheol's Boso of Ibasapas, his granddaughter, is a derivative of the Sheol's Boso of the Bas. Mashinkin here, the Yisra of Bishl is not a derivative logically, because you couldn't say that the Ibasapas is the Sheol Boso, and the Ibas is not the Sheol Boso. Either toward Asad Basabas because per se, not because of Shebos, then one would not be derived from the other. But the Torah spells out in Achimeis that the reason as to why all these arayas are alves, arayas, because they are Shebos or Zimu. So, Mele, if Basabas is Shebos, Allah has come of the Hamo that Bas is Shebos. Machine can hear how logically one has nothing to do with the other. So the pshat is because the Yisrael of Bishl is only Zerach. So logically one is divided from that. And then he says, In osu natir el psar behim mateo, becholo behim mateo, shenem al vashel di bachalimimi, ubdi ukilu vlad asheya, Vlad Aseh, Vlad Aiz, Asher Yifrit V'Yimel Obdizim, V'Lomak Dibi Chalav Yimei, Elo Shidibi Akosu Behive, Avo Bosa Beimateo, Shebishli Becholov Beimateo, O Bosa Beimateo, Shebishli Becholov Beimateo, Muta Levashim, Muteres Ba'anoye, V'in Chayov Ma'acholosim, Shebos Lechol. Anyway, the Rambam Pirin Aloch Alev, he says, V'chumishin Yivashil Mishneim, Kazayis kiachot leike, shenem al tzavashul di bechalevimi. Uvechin oichu kazayis mishneyem ma'aposo v'acholov, shenibashul kiachot leike, v'alo bishaloi bishim. But he doesn't say that he's leike ananoi. And on the contrary, when he says in the beginning of Aloch Aleph, v'osa v'acholov v'osa levashle, v'osa v'ochu natire, v'osa v'anoi, he doesn't say V'chein osa min atire banoi. So why is it so? Now let's see that with my name. No, that was my name doesn't say anything. Doesn't say anything. So the pshat is because the Rambam has a cloud. The Gemara says love should be clawless same age. So what is love should be clawless? Lisechu Adam. So one Yisar is Lisechu Achilo Hamevil is Shechos Domin. Sechu Achilo Hamevil is Shechos Domin. That's one Yisar. And then Sanedam Shogos Hanefesh Shasun Vitim Kolayei. And there, Noach Nabim Okeish is his nafsho. In other words, if a person cuts off from a behemoth after a shechita was realized, in the Behme, but the Behme is tun vergesses, and me vergesses is gechayel cholvorel, that's the aloche by me farches, vergesses by Odom, vergesses by Odom, can even be mitzave to give a get lishting, and the same aloche is by Behme, that as long as the Behme vergesses, even though the Shrite took off the Yisar Edom Nachai, but there is another Isha. If he cuts off a foreleg or a hind leg of a behemoth which was nishkito, and he cuts it off while the behemoth is still chayo mifacheses, so he's either glad, so the Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvahs that on all the Yisurim, that on the Yisar of Achilas Metzeh Omer, there is Malkus. There's the Malkus of the Achilas Rishen of Metzeh Omer, the Yisroes. But on the Shanedar and Shorgos and Nefesh, Asur Litim, there is no Malkus Marus. And, I mean, there is no Malkus. And the Nechun Nabim Akeish is in Afsho, there is no Malkus. So the Kashi is why? So the Rambam says it's a mitzvah, because Pashtudiko of the Sechel Adam as reference to Ben Sire Omer, but other things are deduced. So Melech, since a lav has many Yisurim, so then you get Malkus only on the Ikar Yisar, and that other Yisurim that are deduced from the Minishatir and Dreshit Ben, through the Minishatir and Dreshit Ben, and not implicit in the traditional Mikro, so it's Lashka Chorus, but the Yisar that is implicit in the traditional Mikro is not Lashka Chorus. So there's what? The same thing the Rambam says, the Gabriel Sashka Seitzo. So if Sashodesi Lav, not to tear down, chop down a tree and his mach. And the Rambam says in the Lochim that if somebody chops down and eats machol, so it's chayim malkus. But the Gemara says, Hakireya b'gode mechamose is also Iver Avot Ashris. So the Rambam says, Umishe kirim mechamose, so makin isi makas marus, but he's not chayim malkus. The Rambam says, the Kashi, why not? So he says, Pashtiko, at the end of shaving. And the same thing the Rambam says, the same cloud, the Rambam says in regard to it, multishaks. So that's Hazore to each Kotsimumos. If somebody each Kotsimumos, he must have Malkus. But to Echo be a guy in his orbits, he's Potter of Malkus. So the Rambam messes if I'm not says, why is he Potter of Malkus? Because Pashtiko, is called al shkotzim umosim, because it's mentioned in the parsha. Baltishakso is not fechirchem. So it's mentioned, where is it? That's in Shmini, at the end of Shmini, I think. So mele, here too, by Bosom Cholov, the Pashtidiko is that one love has reference to Bishul that's spelled out, not so explicitly it's mentioned. But Achille, it's implicitly mentioned. How is it implicitly mentioned? Because it's a chema of logic. Mashenkin and Noye, that's only Droshe, because of the Yitu. Why a third time? Why is it mentioned the third time? So Mele, it's not the Ika Azore, so Mele, he doesn't get Malkus, so it's like Divrei Sefri, like the Din of Tisfes in Makipurim. So the Rambam, or Kedushi Kesem, is the Rambam called Divrei Sefri. That's why the Rambam says, Vosa Becholo, Vosa Levashle, Vosa Leochle Min Atere. And then he says, Vosa Banoi. Why doesn't he say, Vosa Leochle Min Atere, Vosa Banoi Min Atere? It is a deraisi. The answer is, it's a different kind of deraisi. is the category of the raises that are not explicit or implicit in the traditional Hebrew. So that's the Rambam's sheet. Now, let's proceed with the Gemara. The Rambam's Hasod, I'll find it for you. I'll tell you tomorrow.
But your understanding of the Ramban is that he holds Hana is divorced from Achilles,
that's
the
right.
Separate Easter?
That's right. The Ramban and the Ran, I think the Ran also said it, and the Litva, I think, said it. I'll try to find it for you, believe me. So the Gemara, now let's proceed to the Gemara. Tanya, we say who can veil like yes, which are not of our hollow, or Michel in Ochi, only a leger bin sinel noch in Mchire, the ger bin Chire Menayim, Tom Lim like yes, which are not in Michel in Ochi, either to eat Neno, or in Michel in Ochi, or in Michel, Linoch in Sinem Nayim, Tom Lima, Titan of our hollow, or in Michel. לנוחי נמצא סיימר, אחד גאיר ואחד נוחי בין מחיר ובין מנסיני. דיבר המאה, so I call it המאה, it's מוטה, no מצווה, בין לגרתשו, בין לנוחי, to give him atone, and to give him, and to sell, even to גרתשו.
Wait, Rabbi, just one more thing. Is the time of Basar Bachalot, is that Asar Bahanoah? The time of Basar B'Challah.
Sure. Tam Tiga. Tam Tiga. So it's also Banoye, so that's the Reb Chaim. It's also Banoye, because even though Tam Tiga is a separate Yisrael, some melee is a separate Yisrael, it shouldn't apply to Basar B'Challah. So he says no, because the separate, once the Yisrael of Tam Tiga that he's learned out, from the Uri Midian or from Mishra Sanovi, Mishal takes effect, so then it prevents Beetle. So Mele is Hadri Lissure, it's Hadri Lichole. So, otherwise, so it becomes like the boss of the Cholov itself, so that's why it's Osa. But the Tam is Osa. If you are Mivashim, let's say vegetables, or potatoes, or carrots, in the pot that is a behemoth, of course, B'Challah, you're not allowed to eat the vegetables. But suppose you use it as a receptacle for cold food, so then it's not also, because then you don't have anoia from the blea, you only have anoia of the kili itself, not from the blea.
Would you be allowed to give the pot away
to a goy? So the goy will have anoia from the tam.
Yeah, but you're not getting hana from giving it.
But you have anoia from the fact that you give it
from
to
the pot. In other words, you don't get more hana because you're giving him the blea of basar.
How is it that when you give basar b'challah and matanis to a goy, he's considered anoia?
Right.
Because
you're giving him something, right? But here, the hana is the pot, not the blea.
He gets his gratitude.
Right. So here, the gratitude is the pot, not the blea. No, the goy doesn't care about the blea in the pot.
So he's only grateful for the pot.
For the pot, not the blea. If anything, he doesn't want your blea.
You're right. I'm sorry that I said it at the first moment. No. You're right. I think it's mistaken what you think. To give a matone to an akum. But Rameya is not chelik and the droshe in Abdizore of Lisechonim, Lisitlem, and Neskinom. So Tesis is the Kashi, and the Miriam is the Kashi. So I mentioned yesterday, so Tesis gives the Teres, because when you give him Matnastimum to a Nochri, so then you are giving him really a Matnastimum of something that you could use yourself. So it's a big Matnastimum. But when you give Nivele to Nochri, the Jew couldn't use it himself. So Mimele, there is no Yisrael Matnastimum. Now it's according to Tesis, the Kpedas HaTor, a Matnastimum to Goyis, because he's Mineyet. I mean, the Kpeda of the Torah in the love of Lishit Matnastimum, because he's Mineyet, he withholds it from your own Hanoi and from another Jew's Hanoi. But the Miri says, in regard to the essay of Reb Yehuda, not to give it to an Akum, because he's Gezeles Ager. So he's Gezeles Ager. In other words, and if, so I said yesterday, if he gives it to a Bosa Shruto, to a Goy, even if he is a Goy, who is the love of the Sechonim is Rachm Aleim, doesn't apply to him, because he's the Chonim Shebechutz Lorez, he's Mais HaVesim V'Yadim, so he's an Akum, but he doesn't have the Shem Rosh of Akum. But if he's not an only who is starving, and he only needs it for his Enes Mavachas, because he wants to have extra food, so then you are able to tease her, because you could give the extra food to a poor Jew who does not have Parnosim Ruvachas, only Parnosim Zubzemes. And sometimes he's mainly at his gazel from the Jew who doesn't even have Parnosim Zubzemes. Abhudei meir vorem kirsovom, like I have been seen in Loch in Mkhire, my time in Rabbi Yehuda is how good I took it from Rabbi Meir, Licht Rachman, Lagi Ashrachot, Neno Vacholo, Umecheir.
Oy Lomeli. And how did you explain the Tosa Shita? What's the Tosa Shita?
That the Kpeda of the Lab, the Miri says it in regard to the Essay.
Yeah.
But in regard to the Lab, that applies only to a Goy Rosh. Because Tesis says the Kashi, how does Rav Meir allow a Nisine, a Matone to an Akum, but Akum, Dakul, Marlon, reading, so he says, there he saves his life, but here he doesn't save his life.
So it's all right.
So now the Yisrael of the Marlon, reading Tesis, that Fitkim Nuchum says, as the Shiori Edo points out, that it only applies to an Akum Shebe'as Yisrael, who is not an onus, an Akum Oroshi, but it doesn't apply to Akum Shebechutz Lorez, who is Ma'is HaVisim V'Yadayim, he's not a Roshi. So taste the sheet is that the love of Lois Matnaschinum, so applies only to an Akum Oroshi. The mere shit is that the love, like Tesis, that the love of Matnaschinum, Mishitle Matnaschinum, applies only to Nakum Oroshi. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, and we pass to make Rabbi Yehuda, there is another Isarese, even Nakum Mati Roshi. And if he doesn't need it for Parnosim Zutzemes, only Parnosim. So that's not shaykh to say Mahu Rachum of Hatei Rachum. Just it's not shaykh to say the Gabri Balchai, you should give him steaks. You have to give steaks to a kelet. But it's enough if the kelet has Parnosim Zubzemes, you don't have to accommodate him with Parnosim Ruvachas. So here, there is an Isaresi to give a rich Akum who is not a Roshi, Akum Shibachus Lorenz, to give them a matone, but not in Isalav, only in Isaret.
So what's the machlokas between the Tosis and the Miri? What's the machlokas? Are they arguing or are they not arguing?
They're not arguing.
There's no, because the way you said it yesterday was it was a machlokas.
I don't remember that, but I said that.
Yeah, because you said from the fact that Tosus can say that there's an Iser of Lo Sechaneim, must be that this Gemara is talking about even a Rasha Gamma. Even...
Dafke Roshim, Arosh.
And according to the Meiri, we're not talking about
it. Oinochram, sorry. In other words, the machlokas is whether the love of Olusitle Manaschinum so has reference to a Roshe, an Akum Roshe, or not even Akum Roshe, even Akum Anonus, as long as he doesn't need it for the Panosim Mitzvahs.
So according to the Miri, even if he's not a Rasha,
yeah,
it's still a problem.
And if you give it to the rich Akum,
it's a problem.
It's also.
So it's also because of the Beetle essay.
Beetle essay.
Lagera Shabbashara.
That's right. The Rabbi Yudai may have wrong for Solomon, the Gibbon Sin, and Lachim Machire. By the time of the Rabbi Yudai, he's appetizing it on Rabbi Meir. Lichter after the Gibbon Shabbashara, and then the Bachor, and Mechair. Why Oi Mechair? Oy mecheya. So the oy is the oy is superfluous. Oy lomolish mamnu dvorn kechsov. For Rab Meir, oy lahagdimis in the gear lim chred enoch. For Rab Yude, holy istrich, holy tzorecho, kidn di gear atom mitzul ach yeise. For noch ri atom mitzul ach yeise, li tzorecho, svoril. Why is it svoril, after all? A girl is mechuyev lachesis. Without the Torah spelling it out, I would know that he has that the gatesh of his priority for matone rather than to sell it to good. Even the gabe Jew, the Chofetz Chaim, he wouldn't say it. Suppose somebody has a merit, and he can get a good price for it, and he can give it to a tzaddik Jew. Is mechuyev to give it to a tzaddik Jew? Why should he be mechuyev? The answer is because over there it's not a dovah muet, because he is able to get a good price for it, but the very land that is also to choose, and only goy is allowed, so mele bismanchiak is so active for, and the goy were not so numerous in Eretz soil. So mele, how much could he get? Only a dovah muet. So mele, then there is priority. In other words, if I have a beget that the Jew could use it, and the Jew could use it. So sometimes, so if I have a beget or I have a shuto, I don't have to give it to a Jew, even to a Tzaddik Gomor, because the Gomorid had made some melee degradation, has priority for giving the matter. Which are us right. Bishlim Rabbi, the Omar Echad Gea Echad Nochi, Bein Mechira Bein Nisine, Bein Mechira Bein Nisine, Midi Yisra Cholim Yishane Bein Levanoi, Och Soli Tzikzer Sakosu, Tiz Koli Soli Shvati O Asu, Bein Mach Levanoi, El Rabbi Yudid Omu Yidvom Kichsovo, so it's not superfluous, so how does he know that he's it's called Mokish and Mohiko, the Seiko, the Seiko, and Sakhir, and the Nerim Mashal. That song, Manoe, you know, that song, Manoe, Navkilne, והכלב תשליך הנעיס. איסו טרף יעתו משליך לכלב, ויעתו, ויעתו משליך לכלב, כל יסורי שבצעיר. שאיסו יעתו משליך בי, אבל אין הצליל קשה כל יסור יותר, שנאמר בהן ריסך לכין זה, ומדיס לכל למישרה, ומוצא למלף תמי. So it says, "Lakelev tashlich neisei." So the limud is famesei. But suppose the Torah had said, "Not lakelev tashlich neisei, lakelev tashlichon," then I wouldn't learn it out. Why couldn't I learn out? Since the Torah has to specify that I give it to the kelev without neisei, so it's a gilu akro. Only treife you are allowed to give to the kelev evanoi. But other Isurim, you're not allowed to give to the Caliph and the Manoi. So Rashi says, no. בניר בצחה הכלב, בני ילד כחובים, שם ואלוהים כלנוכי, וטריפה לכלב. That's a marvelous Ryan, I mean, in the favorable way, in other words, the extent of HaKoras Day. We have to be makative and not only to the Kelev Mitzrayim. The Kelev Mitzrayim has been dead for thousands of years, so why should we makative to his descendants, and then how do we know that a specific Kelev is the descendant of the Kelev Mitzrayim, maybe the descendant of the Kelev Shiny? How do you know that? So that shows the concept, the extent of HaKoras Deiv. There is a Musa Shmuas by Rabbi Isaac Shea Zecheinu Lebroche. So he mentions the Shilgubetzes in Momokame. Where is HaKoras Deiv? The concept of HaKoras Deiv mentioned. It's in Molim Olokami. Daf Tzadik. Minoah Nemile Damre Inshi. Dira Dishosis Mnei Tish Bikori. How do we know what people say? That the well from which you drink its water, you should never throw a stone into it. Shenema Lashisayim Mitzri. So it's Kalvachemer. The Mitzrayim was so hostile to the Jews. So still, since it was a place, a haven for a few hundred years for the Jews, but they exploited the Jews much more than the Jews exploited the Mitzrayim. Still, he doesn't relieve you of HaKoras Deiv. He doesn't relieve you of HaKoras Deiv. My father, Mr. Bell, said it at the time when the Soviet Russia joined, when Gromyko joined the Truman in demanding the establishment of the State of Israel, that we should talk against the Soviet government, even though Stalin was a Russian government, but still, we owe him HaKoras Deiv also, just as we owe HaKoras Deiv to the Mitzrayim. To the Mitzrayim today, not only to the Mitzrayim in those days, maybe only to the Mitzrayim today, but to the Mitzrayim, to Pharaoh, we don't owe HaKoras Deiv because he is a Ritzeach. But the Mitzrayim today, the Gerim, you know, La Gera, the Sisayim Mitzri, Gero Yisro Ba'arzei, that's the descendant of the Mitzri, of Yitzias Mitzri.
Even though today, mixed them up. Yes. Even though Gerim mixed them up, they're not the descendants.
Okay, all right, but the love of the Sisayim Mitzri applied before Sankarev too.
Okay, but not now.
It's a few hundred years, I mean, the number of centuries, you know, between Yitzias Mitzrayim and Bosan Cherev, Bilbul, Eskol, Oilom, у Библос Колон Тлей. So in other words, that's the extent of Hakoras Deim. So the Bessus mentioned in that Yimu. So the Mokra for Hakoras Deim is the Pesach Zivir Limud. It's not just a Drosh, a Samanic, or a nice Samanic Drosh. It's a Limud. It's not just the Musa Shmuz. It's a real Yisateraisi. Not to be marketed. Kofetevar, Komisha Kofetevar, Kofabika. So it has to be a deraisi, otherwise we wouldn't say Kofabika. There's the possible society richly, Kikeo Yisobarsi. So Shabbat says that the Rabbi Yisrael Migash mentioned the name of the Rif, that the Rif was once sick. So the doctor said, he has to take baths. So he took bathtubs in a certain bathtub. You know, in those days you didn't have bathtubs in your own house. So, and he was cured of his condition. Then years later, there was a tower between two Jews. Between one Jew who claimed that the bathtub belonged to him because the original owner promised him was to sell it to him, and the other Jew denied it. So the Rif refused to sit in the tomb because it would be comfortable. So Rabbi Niga says, from that Rif we see that the concept of Hakoras Deim applies even to Doron Deimim, and that we see from the Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to hit the Niles because he was saved through the Niles.
Is this all in the Shetuk about this?
My brother Zibar said, so we owe Hakoras Deim to Hashem, because Medinas Yisrael, which was a haven for hundreds of thousands of Jews, took place as a result of Stalin's instruction to Gromyko to vote in the United Nations for a state, the establishment of a state of Israel.
Even though they did it Shalom Hashem Shammai.
Even though he did it Shalom Hashem Shammai.
The story about the Rif, that's in the Shetim HaKabetzes?
Shetim HaKabetzes.
And that's Tzadik
in Morakam. And what did I say something? Slipped out of my mind.
Cars are tough to dominate.
What?
Hakoras HaTov to Domen.
What do you say?
Hakoras HaTov to Domen.
Hakoras HaTov to whom?
To Yechayv
to Domen. That's what I said already. And that is, the mocker for that is, the Chazal about Moshe Rabbeinu. He was reluctant to hit the Niles. Aronet to do it, because he was saved. He was saved. So Memele, even Moshe, so we blow them, Hakoras, Hakoras Hadim, Allah has come over Hamu Medinas Yisrael to a karate. I'm committing a great sin in attacking constantly Medinas Yisrael because they are not observing Jews. First of all, 90%, if not 95% of them, are Tinish Nishma. And even the few percent are not Tinish Nishma, but still in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitapeach. So that Rashi says that Yifichoch Hikvido Teo Litten Schorei V'nirbat Schorakele V'nirbat Yichovim Sham Velo Yim Kelinochi U'trevo Likelem. Now the Moral Mitprog discusses that. I mean, why is Nirbat Schorakele? So he says, because the Kelev is not a voluntary agent, and he cannot be, he's not a Balbchir. So maybe if a Kelev does his utmost, so then he deserves Schar. But a Goy is a voluntary agent, and the Esechel, so maybe he's at fault for not recognizing that the Umisailom owe a debt to the Jewish people. They have butchered the Jewish people throughout the ages, humiliated them, and discriminated against them, persecuted them, and they don't do it So of course, in a good book, we can be a strong and really. So they also get Yisrael. So what kind of Yisrael do they get? They get even the Gatishov, they get Nivele. But Trefe is superior to Nivele. Nivele is most, Trefe is not most. Trefe is very good. Nivele is most, but Trefe is not most. That's how the Maharal Paul explains it. That's what slipped out of my mind.
What's for the Zirain also?
What? The Zirain mentions in the Mira Mitzvah, yeah, thank you. In the Mira Mitzvah, special Mitzvah of giving Trefe to Ikelev. Ikelev Ziyachs is Yotzom Chol, all the other members of the animal kingdom. Because the Kelev is loyalty. What's the ethical quality of the Kelev? And then there is a Perek Shir, if you have in the Eitzar HaTfilas, so you have a Perek Shir, that's a price, it's a metric. So it says that Rabbi Shai, one Tane, fasted many Tanes. He wanted to know, Bameh Zocho HaKelev, Lishir. So everybody's a shir. Birds a shir. The Muslims a shir. Everybody's a shir. So all the species of Balachai. So he understand. But Rabbi Shai didn't understand what was the schus of the caliph after all. He's a chutzpah, he can have a spawning. So why was he zeichem?
What do you mean they get shir? What shir are you talking about?
Every species says shir. Every species
says
shir.
Where does it say
they say shir? That's empiric shir. I'm sure you have the Yitzhak Phyllis, two volumes. So look it up just in the beginning. Before Matin, you have empiric shir. So Tarnigol Eimer Shir was the Shire of Tarnigol, was the Shire of the East, was the Shire of the Tzipeya, of every Min Tzipeya, of the Chosu. Every Palchai is mentioned separately. And Choyim, and the Eitzim, and the Itzmachal, and everything is a Shire. The Rivon is a Shire. Of course it is to be interpreted figuratively. So, we say, the Gemara Erev says, the Gemara need not hear all Yisrael, or in all made in, it's nears me chosu, so that's the shiro of the chosu. The tzir of the chosu is instinctively very tzenua.
The cat.
The cat. So we can learn in Musar Haskell, that's natural law. We can learn in Musar Haskell from the chosu and Gezel min Mola. In Mola will never take away something belongs to a friend of his. Never. So we have to learn the Isa Gezel min Mola. It's near Smechos. But what kind of Musa Haskell can we learn from the Kelev? Because the Yachrat Kelev is Shani. So the Kelev has many Chesedis. The main chesed of the caliph is his loud bark, and then sometimes he bites too, not only so, but he has one mile. The loyalty of the caliph to his master.
That's what Perek HaShira says that?
What?
Perek HaShira?
Perek HaShira.
Says that what, the mile is the loyalty?
The mile to the loyalty, and it was galvanized in Yitzias Mitzrayim. L'yachatz caliph nisheni. Even there, it wasn't. It was the clothing of the Mitzrim, not the clothing of the Jews. So they didn't bark. So because of that, we owe a chorus David to the Caliph. There's the pshat in the Rashi. That's why the Trefe, which is superior equality-wise to Nivele, is the Schar of the Caliph and the Gartashov. So his heart is the villain, not right.
So why do we call him Sheshir? Because of Liyachat's Kavlishana? Or because...
That's why he was there to Shir.
Because of Liyachat.
Shir means something we can learn from
So what? And what about the Nachash? What are you going to learn from the Nachash?
So the Perek Shira discusses the Nachash also, but it doesn't mention. I mean, it mentions the Shira of the Nachash, but it doesn't mention that Mishai was Yeshiv Itonis in order to find out what Mesocha and Nachash the Shira. Why not? I don't know. You have to look it up. It's a wonderful message, a very poetic message.
Does all this mean that there's a schus?
That's
for,
right.
For raising
animals?
No,
it's not just a schus. We can learn from them. Natural law. Natural law, you know. Today, the courts in the United States don't care for natural law. They render all kinds of decisions. They acquit murderers, and they go along with homosexuality, even though in common law it is considered a felony because of natural law. It's a table. Table means, by definition, what does table mean? Table means an abomination. What's an abomination? Leisinov is not an abomination. It's a love. There's a chiyuv means it's not an abomination. It's not abominable from the intuitive perspective, but homosexuality, lesbianism, that's an abomination. It's repugnant to natural law.
Is there an Indian to bedafka raise a dog because of the sakaras at all?
To raise a dog.
Right, so the Karas Tov is just limited to
my trade father, home? My grandfather, my grandparents never had a dog. I only had one ancestor who had a dog, Rabbi Shai Zhechovitza. He was a farmer, so he had to have a dog. And they say that the dogs of Rabbi Shai Zhechovitza didn't bark, except when the trespasser came. He was an ancestor of ours, you know, for Bobby, you know. I mean, Rabbi Feinstein is also a descendant of Rabbi Shai Zhechovitza. Rabbi Shai Zhechovitza, I mentioned it many times, was mispalel at, in one time, he went to the Gaul, he was a Talmud of the Gaul, but he was a farmer, and he was considered as a holy person, even by the Russian peasants. They said, that they ask Rabbi Shai Zhechovitza to walk over their farms, because any farm over which the Rabbi Shai Zhechovitza steps upon, so it becomes very fertile. So he was a Talmud of the Gaon, so he once asked the Gaon, what should he do in order that none of his descendants should Chas V'Sholem abandon the Jewish faith, because there are many daily Israel whose descendants became Shmonim, even the Chasam Sefer. So he has descendants daily Israel, but and he has modern Jews, observant Jews, but he has a few who unfortunately became Shmonim. Rabbi Nisnevich, he says, descendants who became Shmoni. So he asked the Gaon, what should we do in order not to be cursed with descendants who give up the Jewish faith? So the Gaon says he should be mispalel every Shmesre before Kadosh Shemeya, the Rotzim Lufanecho, and Hashem Lekai Lekiyavisai, She'ad Bias Hagel, Yearly Shum Nin Binechet Shuosha. He is Shuosha.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to have and that bracha was fulfilled. He has no descendants who are rich. That's I mentioned that whenever I asked the millionaire to give money for Yeshiva's place, I said, I can be rich myself anyway. Because no use, I mean, my desire to become rich will overturn the tefillah of Yishai Zechovitza, that's impossible. So, Mele, if you give a lot of money for yeshiva's peace, I'll be responsible for you that you should remain rich and become rich.
Like the Gra held,
is affected.
The Gra held that Ashiris is.
And the Rav Shai Zechavitza asked him, what is the Moksha? So the Goyim said, it's impossible to heal him. Not until the Mishle, before the Ishis Chayil is Perek Lamed Aleph. But this is Sholeish. There is no Tanakh. Is there a Tanakh here?
Here.
That's a true story. That's not above a mice. And it's not Nisim in the Floyds. That's Halochi.
Shleisha Hema?
Yeah. Shleisha. It's not Perek Lamed. What is it? I don't know. It's probably towards the end. Till we now go straight. Reish v'osher hachid meni. So in other words, poverty and richness, they move, keep me up far from that. Because there are two nishinis of chai. There is one showing of poverty and one showing of richness. And vis-a-vis the Jews, so richness was more of a demoralizing factor than poverty. The Jews, the Mishnah in Moshe says, Afil nochesh koch halitvi, mimelach sheil bishlein neilu yishivam. In other words, there are two nishinis in the Jewish people. As we were in Ashkeno, the Jewish people throughout the generations has been in the Ashkeno not only on the Davut, even when they were on the marketplace, so they were in the Ashkeno. They had to be motivated by the Dinator when they did business, so they were motivated by the Isaranoia and by the Isaribis and by all kinds of Isurim. So the test of poverty, they pass with flying colors, but the test of richness. Once the Melech was Shil Bishleime after the French Revolution, when liberty, equality, and fraternity were proclaimed for all peoples, for all human beings. So then they became assimilated. So that's why the Goyim advised him to be mispalel, that he should neither be poor nor rich, just middle class.
No, neither poor either?
What?
Shouldn't be poor either.
Of course not. He's mabir al daskeini in poverty.
And the Gra himself was poor.
The Gra himself was poor. Well, the Gra was a category by himself.
Where's the pasuk?
No one has this category. Reish v'eish yarachim. You'll find that I can't go. All right. V'idoch. In other words, Rebeya, Eish yatomash l'chli kelev. V'yatomash l'chli kelev, chum shenish k'tubazor. Now, in the Mandoma who says Chum Shenishchet Tzisu, so Rashi says Chum Shenishchet to Bazor Lav Deraisi is Yisranoi. It's much more discreet Rashi is that even the Mandoma who says Chum Shenishchet Bazor is only the Rabbonon, it's only Gavid Yisranoi. with his rachile, his soiling of some Christ. Teisa says, Lo imashma pshat halachiki, el ligamre kabal adonis, v'chil b'seif shmaiz, gabi hodom, liki b'nai achum chesh lazor, yefshalit, foiz b'inach, ufirik mishoma, harini nozir b'shom chaviri, v'yoma v'ani, pot, demandoma, v'lechanke mitzvez, הוקמאי שחום עזור. ומשנה כסוב החום שישלה זור עליו דרייס, דילי נצרחי להווה דרייס, הקט התקשורי, איך הקום נחל, דימשמע, הוסום שנחל, וכושר רשבול, תרסקינים, ופרש צו, גבניסה, דוריש רבודר, ואיך הום, וקיניש, ויוכל חד וזהי, הבור הסופי, ואושם טוב, וחוש נשבע זוהי ישריפות עומרים ההוא, ודיסטר חימות ישינם ישריפי, ויכלול נעשו למעלויים דרייס, צווי דוזמון מדום עשי, ותחום שנשבע זוהי ישנה דרייס. Anyway, there is a machlekes between Russian thesis, the Mandoma who says, Chum shenishba zor lav deraise, according to Russia, it means, Lav deraise is hanoye, but it's achille is certain with deraise. And according to thesis, it's muta ban, even banoye, even bachille with deraise.
According to Tosfos, isn't it based on the principle, Komo sadam rachmane yavid lo muhani, so therefore it should be nevela. What about the shkita? How can you do shkita? We should say it's not a good shkita.
I mean, how can you apply the din of kol yisrael rachmon lo yishavit lo muhani? Does that mean that if you are even an iser?
You're not allowed to shakta outside the azara, so that means it's not a good shkita.
There's only shayach when there is a chalais. As the kashi,
Hashich
and Mishabes, because shkita is not just a mice, it's a matter of shkita. So even so, the Teretz is, even though it's a matter, but it's not a chalais like a kinyan, like Tmure or Kdushin that takes effect.
It's you mean Komel says it didn't follow.
Chalais.
But it doesn't invalidate the shkita.
That's right. So there has to be a specially specific Zerasakos the Moshev Rabbi Yitzhak Nafre V'agid Anoshe Rachmon Omar Al Kim Leichu Ne Yisroel Zid Anoshe Utnan Shle Yechodom Yerachu Nochri She gives it in Maton V'agid Anoshe V'seiche V'she Kim V'niker So that we are not afraid lest there will be a Mechshub a Jew, the Goy will give it to the Jew, because the Jew wanted it, because he became an Ike. Kosovar Avavuye, Kishuutcho Niveilo, he v'chel bo v'gidu ito. So maybe there is especially those Akosov, like here Hashem Shereach at Neno Vacholo, and the Pshat and the Posseh is, Neno, the whole thing, together with the Chelev, together with the Gidanoshe, so it's a special Gilak Ho, that it's not also Manoi, but where there is no specific lakho, then it's also Manoi. So the Gemara says, Kosovo Bavuye, Kishi Utro Niveilo, Yilchalo Yidu Utro, Hilichal Mandoma Yeh, Vigim Nis Tam, So Mimele, when the Torah says, the Torah says, Lagi Hashem Shalachal Vacholo, it is reference to everything that is that has a Shem Nevele. But if Eim B'gim is Tam, so it says Ba'alme. So that's not Nichol, that's not included in Lam Velo, in Psal Nevelo. Lysech Lokol Nevelo means something that is food, not something that is Eiz Ba'alme.
Just one thing. According to the way we've been explaining that the Yitzhar Hanah is considered to be an extension of the Achila.
That's right, yes.
So why, when you sell it to a Goy, or give it as a Matana to the Goy, is that fall under the Yisur Hanah? What does that have to do with Achila?
Because you have a Noe.
You have a monetary
because Hanah. Because the Goy, when you give it Matana, so you have the gratitude of the Goy.
What does that have to do with Achila? What does gratitude have
to
do?
Does he formal anoia? What does any anoia have to do with that?
When you have a physical pleasure, so that's connected to the achir.
It's also a physical pleasure. When you get money, and how you have a physical pleasure?
You mean psychological hana, you consider physical pleasure?
And even the gratitude that the other fellow has towards you is also a physical pleasure. El Mandomarim Ibn is in Tam, so that's not Boso, it's not the Vele, it says Baalme, Maikle Meima, how can it be included in the specific essay of Lagirash Vishrachot Nenamachol? So, Manch Moasli Domarim Ibn is in Tam, Reb Shimen, Titanio, Echu Yanosh Shobim et Meo, Reb Yudem Chayev, Stein, these are of Tmeo and these are of Gidanoshe, so is Chayef for Behemoth Tmeo also. Why? Because the Gidanoshe also has a Shem Boso. Because the Hokabuda holds that Yesh Vidin is in town for Reb Shimon Peter. Now, I want to point out, I mean, there's the flame shot, the Machlek is between Reb Yudah and Reb Shimon, whether Yesh Vidin is in town. Reb Yudah says, Yesh Vidin is in town. Reb Shimon says, "Ein b'gidin stam is not a machleis mitzias. Mitzias that could be machleis. Sometimes we have a difficulty understanding it more, but the achkal, generally speaking, there is no machleis mitzias. Mitzias is what it is. There couldn't be machleis mitzias. That's a very strange thing. Has tanuim amaloyim shleim shafik mitzias." So, Lisa say if I have an erza, I mean, in other words, let's examine it empirically, whether there is a tam, let's taste, let's give a goy to taste it, and let's find out whether it has a tam, whether the Gidanoshe has a tam, whether the Gidanoshe does not have a tam. The answer is, B'tzias, it has a tam, but it has a tam chosh. So the question is, in the aloha of tam ki ikea, whether a tam cholosh like the tam of Gidanoshe is included in the aloha of tam ki ikea, or it's not included in the aloha of tam ki ikea. It's not the same tam as Mishas Hanavim. Mishas Hanavim has a much stronger tam than Gidanoshe. Ochanamed is Serapshimen Ochanamed also Banoye. Titanya Gidanoshe Mutabanoye, Tiver Rabiude, Rapshimene, say, oh, I can't get it here.
Machlokes between Cheskia and Rabuah in terms of Hana could be explained. Is Lisa Hana, in terms of the Shir, measured? Because Zayas or Bepruta?
The Machlekes, the Gemara mentions in regard to the to whether we learn out from Heichal Yisechul Yisranoi or that we learn out from Meochal Yisranoi Achomet. But not in regard to Shio. I mentioned, according to the Rambam says that Osa Le'achol Minateiro Echot Yishio Chomet. Because the Torah says lo yochel, so the kpeidi is not the maizach, but the chometz is
mechel.
There's no lach. The Gemara doesn't mention it. It's not lach.
Yeah.